I'm Mike Breen, talking with Terry Tao, who's a professor at UCLA. He holds the James and Carol Collins Chair in Mathematics at UCLA, and he'll be delivering a joint AMS-MAA invited address entitled Structure and Randomness in the Prime Numbers. So, Terry, can you give us a little bit of idea about what the address is about?
Okay, so, yeah, I'll be mostly talking about recent work of Ben Green and myself. We've been studying sort of additive patterns in the prime numbers. So there are many famous problems about additive patterns, such as most famous is the twin prime conjecture, whether there's any pairs of primes which are just a distance two apart. So we don't make any progress on that particular conjecture, but we have been able to work on make some progress on other patterns. In particular, we now know a lot more about arithmetic progressions in the primes. We have a result that the prime numbers contain arithmetic progressions of any length you please. There's a progression of length 1,000 somewhere in the primes. We don't tell you exactly where it is. It's a sort of an indirect proof, but we show that they exist. And we do this by thinking about the primes in a slightly different way. Usually people study the primes directly. They try to find as much knowledge about the primes as possible. And we sort of take the opposite approach. We sort of view the primes as this arbitrary set of numbers with just a few properties. And we instead focus on what one can say about just arbitrary sets of numbers. If you take like just a lot of integers, it's just sort of strewn randomly. Can you detect whether they contain, say, arithmetic progressions or anything else like that? So we do that by studying these sets of integers and how to split them into sort of structured sets like periodic sets and random sets. And both of these components actually manage to generate things like progressions. And by using these sort of techniques, we can then show that things like the primes contain progressions. So it's a slightly new way to think about the prime numbers, and so we're still working on several of these developments.
It sounds kind of counterintuitive that they, you know, using the randomness to find patterns.
The thing is that even random objects will generate patterns from time to time, just by random chance. So if you flip coins randomly, every so often you get a string of 10 heads in a row. It's structure of a sort, but it's the structure that comes from randomness.
And as luck would have it, yesterday when I came home, there was a Smithsonian magazine on my in the mailbox, and they had an article about you. It was a pretty good article by Dana McKenzie, and it's 37 under 36, I think, is the theme. One of the people you've worked with mentions how you like to chip away at results. Is that how you and Green came up with the progression?
So we weren't working on this problem directly. I never really work on the really difficult problems directly, because if you don't know how to do them, it doesn't really matter how smart you are. It's basically pretty much a waste of time. But we were working on a much more modest program. There was some work of Timothy Gowers he had a result on arithmetic progression of length 4. And we were just having this modest goal of taking his proof and maybe he's trying to simplify it or maybe sharpen it a little bit. And in the course of doing that, we developed sort of an argument to get what we wanted. But then Ben observed that the method we developed, which could detect progressions in very general sets, might actually work for the primes. And the moment we realized that, we just sort of dropped everything else and worked on that. And we were actually lucky that it worked out. But we didn't set out to work with the primes directly. I mean, we had heard of the problem, but we didn't think until we actually had the tool that we had any chance to do it.
And did you also use the gaps result in your proof?
So there's this parallel work by Goldstein and Yoderim on gaps between primes. At the time we were working on it, they had just announced a first version of the paper, but there was a gap. Well, there was an error in that, and they had to withdraw it. They since fixed it a few years later. But one of the new ideas was to focus not on the prime numbers directly, because they're so hard, but on a larger set of almost prime numbers, numbers which have very few factors but are not actually prime necessarily. And they had some new results on how the almost primes are distributed. And at some point in our work, we realized that we also needed to understand the distribution of the almost primes ourselves. And Ben Green was actually visiting Andrew Granville, I think, in Vancouver, and he just suggested that they read this recent work, and so we read it, and even though there were parts that had some problems with it, there was large parts of that paper actually were correct, and we were able to use some of the estimates from there to get what we wanted. So that was very fortunate for us. Actually, they did a lot of work for us.
So before we finish, Terry, was there anything else you'd like to add about your address?
I hope it will be accessible to a general audience.
Okay, so you hope it will be accessible to a general audience.
Yeah. Okay. So the prime numbers are sort of a fairly elementary compared to a lot of mathematics today. So hopefully that can be talked about fairly accessibly.
Okay, so that's Terry Tao, who holds the James and Carol Collins Chair in Mathematics at UCLA. Thank you very much, Terry.
Okay, welcome.